Hello and thanks for downloading another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra. This week, highlights from the Lions' trip to Woking, an update from the Academy as they reached the first round proper of the FA Youth Cup for the first time, and the Vixens took on Blackburn Rovers ladies in the FA Women's Premier League Cup. But we'll start with the Lions' trip to Woking on Saturday. Commentary here from Sandy Beeson and Colin Robertson.
Ball down now and picked up here by Woking from the free kick. And a shot comes in from range by Matt Young. But that one was always rising. Crossfield pass out to Young now on the right flank. About 30 yards from goal. Plays it in towards the edge of the D. A shot comes in. Superb goal. Declan Appau. A product of the Woking Academy. And what a product. And what a strike. Good opportunity, guys. Repel that one, but the ball still with the home side on the left-hand side and whipped into the box. And this time, a glancing header there from Philpott on the edge of the six-yard box. So the return ball inside the penalty area. It's headed back into the Woking half by Mbongo. Now laid off here. Liebird with a bit of space to work in. Gets a shot away from the right-hand side of the penalty area. Rolls, goes back to the hoardings. Launches it in towards the six-yard box. Headed down. Liebird on the end of it. Gets the ball in and it's a goal! The Lions have equalised, and it's Liebird. One of those long throws had to tell, and it did eventually, not dealt with on the edge of the six-yard box. I feel aggrieved now, but this is a good delivery in there, claimed by Johnny Maxted. Woking come away with it, headed on here by Palmer, flicked on by Lawler. Good opportunity here, building up here. Liebird on the right-hand side, gets a shot away over the bar. Oh, now a slip here and a chance here for Woking as the ball goes into the penalty area. Great challenge on Ward. Second chance here for Appau to shoot. It's deflected away. A couple of questions being asked there by Geisley from throw-ins. And they don't clear the lines. Now Woking picked up here by Lowbird, who takes a shot. Geisley get a second! Picked up by Hurst from a sloppy clearance. Played into Rowan Liebird. He slots the ball in from another acute angle. Geisley are in front. It's Woking 1, Geisley 2. Brown will take again. This time I think he's going to try a long one. He's got 3-4 in the box. And he does send it long and in towards the edge of the six-yard box. It falls and Molyneux gets a volley on as Effion collects. The substitute now making a bit of an impact. A challenge comes in there. And there's a ball that's worked all the way through to Effion inside the penalty area. Big shout for a penalty, but it's put into the net anyway. Referee indicates he played the advantage. The equaliser comes and it's Reagan Charles-Cook who blasts the ball home. Chasing does well up against Orlu now. Back to goal towards the corner flag. Hurst still on it. Curls the ball in. Finds Odajai with a header, but he can't direct it. But he met there to square on and directed it away from goal. That's certainly been a challenge. Now Odajai's won a header. Molyneux knocks it on. Fondop will collect on the edge of the 18-yard box. Geisley trying to work out an opening himself. And it's a goal from Fondop! He strikes it! With his left foot inside the 18-yard box. After just coming on, he found a bit of space in the penalty area and he struck it so well. Geisley have a third. It's Woking 2, Geisley 3. And just looked to all the world as if we were going to be pressed, but Fondop's just taking a loose ball again. He takes a shot from range. This time back to save. Woking pressed to get the equaliser. Into the box, punched away by Maxted, right to the taker. The cross from the corner into the box, headed away brilliantly. Fondop with a goal-saving defensive challenge inside the six-yard box.
He does. Up towards Fondop.
Full-time whistle goes.
The Lions have won on the road for the first time this season. Woking 2, Geisley 3.
After the game, Colin caught up with Paul Cox.
What an afternoon. What a result. What's your reflections?
Well, I think, as we've just said, that's why you probably want to be involved in football. It was tempestuous. It was proper football. It was end to end. It was like a proper cup game, and I've enjoyed it. I probably enjoyed it if we didn't get, you know, we hadn't got the desired result because of the, you know, the tenacity we showed, the desire to go and try and win a game, you know, a club that's had a really good start to the season and are flying high in the division. So we were brave. But once again, I think there's a million and one things we can get better at. You know, the build-up to the first goal was sloppy. The second goal was really, really sloppy. And I just keep saying to the lads that, you know, we've now got goals in the side. You can see he's scoring goals. I thought we should have another. I thought the header from Kay, if we'd have hit the target, I thought it was a goal. But look, we look as though we're going to score goals. So we've just got to cut out the little minor mistakes. But I can't fault the boys' energy, the desire. I think you just saw with the supporters that have followed us down here today, how much they appreciated the work ethic. Just sometimes, you know, for the blood pressure, we should work a little bit smarter and not just fly around the pitch, wasting energy that we don't usually have to use sometimes. But no, look, it's been a good performance that I think we can improve on. Over the moon for the boys with the result, because it's another monkey off our back in terms of an away win. And I've said before, you know, it's two defeats in, what, 11 now? I think we're unbeaten in five, is that? And we start to lay some nice foundations, especially in the players' minds. But I think we can get better. I'm going to want more. You know, we'll give them a couple of days off now because we've got a huge game for the whole of the football club on Sunday. And plan and prepare appropriately and see if we can cause an upset Saturday. And obviously then we've got the importance of more league games after that.
And we've had some decent results in recent weeks, but you know, draws obviously don't raise the eyebrows as much as a away win hit like we've had today. How much does this reflect a turning point for the club, do you think?
Well, I don't want us to run before we can walk. I made some decisions today to leave some people out and to give people a game, because we need to. It's been a kind of really baptism of fire. The start that you know, my feet haven't touched the ground for the first 6-7 weeks I've been here. Some of the players have come in and really it's, you know, going from part-time to full-time, acclimatising to what we want them to do. It's been tough. And people like Simon Lennigan, people like Mike Fondop weren't in the side today. But talking to them on a personal point, they both know, I love them both to bits. And I said to Mike, you know, I want the old Mike Fondop back that started with us a couple of weeks ago. And wow, did he show us that? Not just the goal, but Mike's development now is probably the defensive header of the season that he did, because the lad was basically going to head it in our net on the goal line, and the bravery and the direction that he put it was out of this world. So look, it's been a great day. It's been a great day, and we're going to enjoy it because I want the club to enjoy winning football matches, and then we'll come in Tuesday, and we'll. Be in a really good frame of mind, I think, to go and attack a massive FA Cup game on Sunday.
And that FA Cup now, obviously, that game has got to be the big focus, and what a huge opportunity for the club to be showcased on television, but also showcased the community.
Yeah, that's what I want. All these little things have come probably a little bit earlier than anticipated. And, you know, I still think we're a million miles away from where I want us to be, but because of what we've done in the short time frame that we have, with what today was 11 injuries, we lost Frank Mulhern and Reece Thompson with injury and illness. It's been the players just need a massive pat on the back for what they've done. And like I say, I can't wait to have the full quarterback so I can start and manage the club in a more appropriate manner. It's not good when you look at us in the amount of players we've got, but That's what has to happen when you've got 11 people that are injured at the minute. Good players as well that are injured. So, yeah, it's a positive. It's we're going to enjoy today. But then it's feet firmly back down on the ground on Tuesday night, because we need to maintain the standards that the boys are starting to show now.
So the Lions' next game is, of course, on Sunday afternoon in the FA Cup first round proper. A home tie against Accrington Stanley, a 2 p.m. kickoff. Tickets are still available. You can get them from Nethermore on Saturday afternoon, or you can buy them online, eventbrite.com, and you can buy those tickets up until the morning of the game. Guys, the Academy took on Fleetwood Town in the FA Youth Cup first round proper at Nethermore on Tuesday night. The Young Lions knew it was going to be a real challenge against the team currently 60 places above them in the football pyramid, but they were not on the pitch to make up the numbers. Throughout the game, the Young Lions defended with discipline and concentration, attacking with pace and skill. A glorious opportunity fell the way of Albert Ibrahimi, but at the end of 90 minutes, it was goalless. Ibrahimi and Fleetwood's Lewis Dodd were sent off towards the end of normal time. It was goalless through extra time, so the Academy kids went through the lottery of penalties. We were there to see it. Commentary here from Colin Robertson.
Scoreless after 120 minutes of football, so it's going to be a penalty shootout to decide this. Ben's just asking on the forum, on the chat room here, who's the most impressive youngsters for the Lions. I've been impressed. Obviously, he mentioned Ibrahimi and Lazenby. I think both have impressed me. Jordan Buckham, he's impressed me as well at left back. And I have to say, I thought the pace and the work rate of Tavish Hussain was also good down the left flank. I think, you know, 1 to 11, or 1 to 15, really. Players have been impressive in terms of the work rate. There's been an awful lot of running to do this evening. So, you know, you can't say that any haven't given everything they've got. And whatever happens, I suppose, in the penalty shootout, they can be proud of what they've achieved thus far. Looks like the Lions are going to take the first one. And it looks like Jack Lazenby is going to be the player who will take it. He's striding forward with the ball. And they are going to be shooting towards the railway end of the ground. So penalty number one will be Lazenby. And he's obviously up against Harry Turner as they prepare for the first of this penalty shootout. Lazenby to take, blasts it, and he's missed. He sort of slipped as he went to take, and that's harsh on Jack Lazenby. Penalty number two to be taken by Sam O'Halloran, substitute for Fleetwood. So that's their first penalty. And O'Halloran steps up to take this. Fletch Paley stretches his arm out. O'Halloran drives it towards the goal and buries it into the right-hand side, sending Fletch Paley the wrong way. So it's 1-0 to Fleetwood. And it's Buckham to take this one. He slides it very calmly, sending the goalkeeper the wrong way, and he scores. So it's 1-1 on penalties. Ben Unsworth for Fleetwood will take their second penalty. Takes a little run up, blasts this one past the goalkeeper. Good penalty, hit with power, chose his side, and it's 2-1 to Fleetwood after two penalties each. Third penalty now for Geisey, which will be Lewis Waddington. Takes a few strides back to the 18-yard box and prepares to run and drive this one. And it's a good save. Harry Turner saves it. I think that pretty much should secure Fleetwood's passage through to the next round. Harsh on the young Lions this. So two penalties have not gone in out of the opening through three. So penalty number three and a chance for them to go 3-1 up, which would put them firmly in the ascendancy. And it's Connor Finlayson who will take it as he lines up the shot, takes it. Oh, good save there from Fletch Paley. Big moment that. Still 2-1 to Fleetwood though. But Paley needed to do something special and he pulled it out of the bag. A good save down to the right. So penalty number four, which is being lined up now by Luke Hogg. He steps back to the 18-yard box and this time he takes it, drills it straight down the middle. Goalkeeper dived to the right. So Geisey a 2-2. Fourth penalty now for Fleetwood, which would make it 3-2 if they could score it, and they do. So penalty number four has been converted by Liam Collings. So guys, you have to score this one, otherwise Fleetwood will go through. The responsibility on the shoulders of Lewis Squires, who's coming forward now. As Fleetwood hoping that Squires will fluff his lines. The Lions are hoping that Squires will do the business here to keep us in with a shout. He steps forward to take this with his left foot. Oh, very cool penalty. The keeper just slightly wrong-footed by the body motion. It's now, well, it's now 3-3. So it's a penalty number 5, and a goal will put Fleetwood through. And it's going to be Ben Donnelly Blackburn who will take this one. The final penalty of the first 5, anyway, unless this goes to sudden death. The last kick, potentially, of this match will be taken. It's blasted home. Fleetwood through. Very harsh on the Lions over the effort. Always harsh to go out on penalties. Hold their heads very high indeed tonight after battling over 120 minutes of football. But unfortunately, it had to be settled, and it was settled on penalties. And the Lions, the young Lions who are in the centre circle, looking absolutely bereft and gutted, have gone out of the FA Youth Cup 4-3 on penalties.
So I'm joined now by Dave Curry after the disappointing but tremendous effort that the Guys Academy have put in tonight in the FA Youth Cup. 0-0, defeated on penalties. We were gutted. You must be feeling the same way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of tears in the changing rooms at the moment in time from the lads. But as I said to them, it's as a manager, I'm very, very proud of them. In fact, can't ask you, should be proud of themselves. We couldn't really ask for any more. We're playing against a League One club, which in terms of the size of the club is like currently 48 places above Guiseley, and that's a big jump. They've got a high budget for an academy, and we matched them for 120 minutes, and with a bit of luck and maybe not a slip in the first penalty from Jack. And Jack has been outstanding. He's been outstanding all season. A number have been outstanding. We're disappointed, but definitely it's something we'll kind of use to motivate us in the future, and hopefully we can kick on in the league.
I mean, it was one of those games where a moment could have sent us through, couldn't it? I mean, there was two or three chances in that second half. You just thought, oh, we'd just had a little bit more of the rub of the green, we'd have been through to the next round. That's tremendous testament, isn't it, to the quality that's been on show tonight?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I look at the result, other results in the Youth Cup tonight. Bradford played against Blackpool, and Blackpool beat Bradford 3-0. I know it doesn't always work this way, but I watched Blackpool play Fleetwood on Saturday, and Fleetwood were 1-0 winners, and they kind of bossed the game. So I think that maybe gives indication of where we're at as a youth team, and hopefully we can continue doing that. It's we're close. Next round would have been Tamworth or Dunkirk, which should have been not a win, but it'd been a winnable game. So we're disappointed, but we've just got to pick ourselves up and get back on with it.
And people have come down. We've had over 170 down here tonight to watch this game.
Yeah.
Brilliant support.
Yeah.
What they can expect to see, this quality. We've seen a lot of playing the ball on the deck. We've seen some really good passing movement of football and some really incisive counter-attacking play tonight. This is the quality they can expect to come and see when they come watch the academy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we just the lads really appreciate it, and the coaches and myself really appreciate it. It's I mean, it was a big thing for them playing in the FA Youth Cup, and to come and have so many people coming to watch was outstanding. And just thanks to everybody for turning up and giving us their support.
Yeah. Well, congratulations anyway. No, we haven't got through, but it's been a tremendous display, and we've been really impressed with what we've seen tonight.
No, thanks very much. Cheers.
Cheers.
So the Young Lions are out of the FA Youth Cup. A huge thanks to the near 200 supporters who came down to watch and roar on the academy team. It was appreciated by all the players and staff, and the players, they're a great bunch down there. They play some good football. If you've got a Wednesday afternoon free, they generally play either at Nethermoor or at Leeds Trinity. Try and get to see them at some point this season. They're a pleasure to work with, and we really hope they progress to bigger things. They were truly young Lions out there, and hopefully their determination and willingness and application to the cause was visible to all the people watching under the lights at Nethermoor. Unfortunate then on the academy lads, but they'll be back in league action next week, where they sit currently top of the table. Guiseley Vixens are through to the next round of the FA Women's Premier League Cup after a heroic 3-2 win over rivals Huddersfield Town Ladies. There was a last-minute strike from Emily Scott that sealed the Vixens' place in the next round of the Cup after recovering from going 2-0 down. The Vixens started the game brightly, breaking down Huddersfield attacks well and attacking positively in spells. The only early chance for the visitors was blocked on the edge of the box by Alana Fuller. Fiona Watts danced her way through the lines all game and almost produced a goal from one of her runs just after 15 minutes, but goalkeeper Charlotte Kenyon matched the shot and saved. Watts had another opportunity to score half an hour in. She had time to turn her marker and shoot, but the ball drifted up and just over the crossbar. Fuller was called upon once again. Emily Heckler's run into the box saw her shoot, but the Guiseley captain threw herself in front of the ball, blocking it well and putting it out for a corner. It was Huddersfield, though, that broke the deadlock just before half-time. Nutter running onto a ball across the box and side-footing it into the Vixens' goal. The second half started much brighter, NG having the first chance of the half, but her shot was stopped well by Kenyon. Minutes later, the youngster was involved again, this time with some magic. She went around two players before nutmegging a third and being brought down for a free kick. Unfortunately, the Vixens unable to convert. Huddersfield doubled their lead when former Vixen Sarah Danby shifted the ball onto her left foot and hit it into the top right corner, out of the reach of the keeper. The Vixens were undeterred and less than 10 minutes later halved the deficit. A great link-up between Watts and Burko saw Burko pull the ball across the box and Ng put it home, her first for the first team. Just as the celebrations were dying down, Guiseley were awarded an indirect free kick in the 6-yard box for obstruction. You don't see many of them anymore. The ball was played back to Burko, who put it home smartly to level things up. Keeper Beth Seisman kept her concentration with 5 minutes to go, a deflection in the box taking the ball goal-bound, but her fast reactions were on show when she grabbed the ball on the line before pouncing it, killing the chance. Substitute Emily Scott won it right at the death for the Vixens with a fantastic strike, chasing down the ball into the Huddersfield half, making her way around the defender and striking a sweet chip over Kenyon, who was off her line, into the back of the net to win it for the Vixens. After the game, Oliver Coulthard caught up with Glenn Preston.
You've got to be proud of your team for that performance.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. There's a lot of heart on showing that performance today. The players give it absolutely everything they've got, and they never gave in. At 2-0 down, it'd be very, very easy for the team to sort of feel sorry for themselves and think, oh no, not again. But we didn't do that today. I'd perhaps go as far as say we wanted it more, and that showed in the second half. We really battled for everything, and in the end I think we've got the result that just about deserves for the performance that we've given.
Were there any standout performances?
Yeah, I mean, 1-11, to be honest. Having said that, we weren't brilliant in the first half, but they made up for it more in the second half. But in terms of some individual moments, Beth Seisman's pulled out two fantastic saves today, one from a deflection from a cross that really was goal-bound. She's no right to save that. There was another point-blank header that she's, you know, also come on top of. So it was Alana Fuller, first half, putting two fantastic blocks. Again, these were quite crucial moments in the game. In midfield, Anna Hale, she's not played a lot for us this season. She was singled out for a lot of criticism last time we played Huddersfield, but today she was the star of the show for me in the middle of the pitch. But yeah, Ebony as well, getting a goal. That's her first goal for the first team, 16 years of age. We always say, you know, if they're good enough, we're brave enough to just throw them in there, doesn't matter what their age is. And she today has taunted the left-hand side. Brilliant.
You're speaking about the previous result. To win in this fashion surely must more than make up for the last game.
Yeah, it makes up for it to a certain extent. Of course it does. We were hurting. We were licking our wounds after that. None more so than for myself, obviously, having managed Huddersfield on a personal level. We didn't give a good account of ourselves that game. But we said from day one that we wouldn't let this knock us down, and we fought straight back instantly. And that's the sign of the character that we've got in our dressing room right now. There's players in this club that are willing to fight for it. And that's why we've turned in a performance like we have today.
And if you want to see highlights of that game, you can join us on Facebook, search for Guiseley Vixens FC, or you can follow them on Twitter at Guiseley Vixens.
Hello, Chris from Guiseley Radio here. We here at Nethermore love to find new things, and as you support us, we'd like to support you. So if you're a musician or part of a local band and would like to hear your tracks played at the ground on match day, get in touch. Email your tracks as an MP3 file to chris.bell@guiseleyfc.co.uk along with some information about your band, and you could hear your musical creations featured in our playlist at Nethermore and be featured in our Matchday magazine. Let us promote you as you play your part in building the pre-match atmosphere or keeping the crowd rocking at halftime. Don't forget, email chris.bell@guiseleyfc.co.uk.
Now, if for some reason you haven't bought your tickets to see the Big Cup game on Sunday, it's a 2 o'clock kickoff at Nethermore on Sunday, the 5th of November. There will be limited tickets available for sale on Saturday afternoon at Nethermore. See our website, guiseleyafc.co.uk, for details. Plus, you can buy your tickets online at Eventbrite, eventbrite.com. Search for Guiseley AFC. You'll be able to buy your home end tickets there until the morning of the game. And that'll do it for another episode of the Lions Roar. Thanks very much for downloading us. We'll be back next Friday with highlights from the Lions FA Cup first round game against Accrington Stanley. Hopefully we'll be bringing you a good result for that one. Plus updates, of course, from the Academy and the Vixens as usual. We'll leave you with all the goals from the game that got us here, that 6-0 win over Shildon. And we will see you at Nethermoor on Sunday.
Hatfield towards the back post, Fondop, goal! Great chase on here for Howarth, he dinks it past the goalkeeper, into the net! The Lions get a second! Rooney strikes it, sends it the wrong way, Geiser get a third, finds his way to Hatfield, who puts it in the back of the net. Goes all the way through, finds Hatfield in the box, he gets a shot, it's his second! Fondop takes it down on the edge of the area again, dinks it over the goalkeeper, and it's a sixth for the Lions. And it's now Geiser 6, Shildon 0.